Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, we have a new special protected class in America. If you are an anti-Semite, anti-Jewish hate monger, and you want to spew your garbage on campus, you cannot be touched. A new politically protected class, and this truly is what's going on here. Unbelievable over the weekend. Let's just start here. DC police were asked by George Washington University to clear the anti-Semite violent protesters off their campus. Okay, so the university has said, yes, we want them gone. This is not safe for people to, you know, come to campus on Monday. We need them cleared. This is incredible, okay? The police in D.C., the Washington, D.C. police, this is a left-wing city led by left-wingers, right? That's who the police answer to. The police rejected calls to clear the trespassers. And you want to know why?
Why? Got to hear this.
Oh, yeah. Because doing so could be bad publicity. Although the police were poised to disband the encampment at around 3 a.m., city officials in the police chief's and mayor's office told police to stand down and said it would look bad publicly for police to disrupt the protesters, the Washington Post reported. Well, wait, aren't they breaking the law, though? Well, yeah. So they just get to. Uh-huh. Why? This is what I keep pointing out on this show. There is a Chinese woman by the name of Lily Tang Williams. She is running for Congress. She was 5 years old at the time of Mao's revolution in China. And she's trying to tell people there is a word that they used during the revolution that roughly translates to the word woke. And she said, listen, at that time in China, there were 10 classes, okay? And everybody was assigned to a class, everyone in Chinese society. Five of the classes were oppressor classes, and five of the classes were oppressed classes. If you were in the oppressed class, you could do pretty close to whatever you wanted to anyone in the oppressor classes, including commit crimes against them, sometimes up to murder. You are watching that right now. That is what this is. The left, the Marxist left in D.C. has come to think of these violent, threatening anti-Semitic protesters as an oppressed class. They can't be touched. Laws cannot be applied to them. They get a literal pass. And she said that is what led to violence. She said when she was a kid, she can remember going to a school. Most of the teachers there were in the oppressed class, but one of the teachers was labeled as being in the oppressor classes, and the students were allowed to beat her and to spit on her until she was dripping wet. They kicked her, they punched her, they beat her. None of the other teachers intervened. No charges, nothing. That's how their society worked. And she said, you don't know Americans because you didn't see it. I saw it. That is how Marxism works. And this is what you're watching right now at George Washington University. So listen to this. This gets nuts overnight, okay? So this is the new oppressed class. They can do whatever they want. Trespassing is fine. Anti-Semitism is fine. If the Jewish students have to stay home because they're scared, oh, well, because they're an oppressor class. This is how the left thinks. Not how I think. This is how the left thinks. I'm explaining you what you're watching because it's so bizarre. Americans have no cultural reference point for this. This is what you're watching. So the police refused to remove them at the direction, obviously, of their Democrat liberal overlords. They cannot be touched. So you've got a university, think about this, Lee, calling the police going, help us. Remove these violent people. We want them off. They are breaking the law. They're trespassing. And the police are refusing to act.
I wonder who made that call. If that was the police chief that decided to make that response or if it was from the mayor of D.C.
It says city officials in the police chief's and mayor's office.
There you go.
Told police to stand down.
There you go.
Right. So obviously the police work for the politicians.
Yes.
Yeah. So we don't know what they personally believe. But what we do know what the police chief's and mayor's offices told them to do. Okay. So what do? Well, so they send the police in anyway, not to remove them, but just kind of to keep an eye on it. The police put up barricades, try to contain it, right? The students rip the police barricades down and riot because they're mad the police are there at all. They feel that they should be able to just do whatever they want. Take a listen to this. They're from Fox News this morning describing what happened next.
Live right now is George Washington University, where protests are happening as we speak. Protesters tearing down police barricades, and video shows protesters stacking those barricades and then planting a Palestinian flag in them.
So they were outraged that the police would even be there.
Kind of sounds like an insurrection to me.
Gosh, it does. And
you know
what?
And if you're planning a foreign sovereign, yep. Palestinian is not a sovereign nation. It's not recognized as such. But the flag of a foreign entity on American soil, that sort of sounds like an insurrection to me.
It does. And you know what this all is? This is liberal privilege. They have extreme liberal privilege. You can break laws. Mm-hmm. You can call off the police. You can harass people for being Jewish. And you can recruit for terror groups. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
No, rewind. This to me was the most insane thing this weekend. This is at NYU, okay? The NYU encampment organizers are encouraging protesters to join the Hamas Resistance Network. Wait. They encourage their followers to get plugged into a Telegram channel that routinely recruits for and promotes Hamas and other terror organizations. So they are openly calling for people to go to the Hamas Join Hamas Now website. It's called the Resistance News Network, an account which advertised communications from Hamas's commander-in-chief, Mohammed Deif, who lauded and advertised the October 7th massacres of Israel and encouraged people to take up arms. So what we have here, I mean, here we are, it's 2024, all these years after 9/11. And people are openly recruiting for terror organizations on our soil, on our campuses, and the police, in the case of George Washington University, will not even remove them. They have perfect liberal privilege. Now, let's go back and listen to a clip from last week, shall we? Christopher Wray, who infiltrated Catholic churches, including recruiting a choir director to spy for him, arrest peaceful people praying, actual peaceful protesters outside of abortion clinics. One of them they tried for 10 years in prison. The jury went, you're insane. Forget this. Christopher Wray, are you sure? You applied threat tags to moms who spoke out at school board meetings. Are you monitoring this mess where they're openly recruiting for terrorist organizations? Are you paying attention to that, Mr. Head of the FBI?
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned.
Okay, so we're not even going to act till violence ensues. And I guess they'll just go right on recruiting for terror orgs. I mean, they're not even hiding their connections. They're not even hiding it.
Just willfully not doing their duty here.
Yeah. We're moving real fast toward acceptance of the idea of terror organizations in America, recruiting for terror organizations in America, and being openly anti-Semitic.
But then you'll have conspiracy theories about white supremacists and militia groups that are the
biggest threat to America. Right. Look, we condemn those here, obviously, me and you. I mean, that's if they're there, take them out. If they've got violent, you know, intentions or just, you know, expose them is what I like to do. But here's the thing. This is actual terror recruitment. Over the weekend, did you see this? Democrats put out, sent their apologists out to explain, hey, yeah, we're sort of anti-Semitic now, but we're stressed because of COVID.
No,
it's not our fault. See, we're stressed because of COVID, and that's why we're anti-Semitic.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear any more COVID excuses from anybody.
I know,
any politician,
either.
Any corporation, any citizen. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it.
So, oh, well, wait till you hear this. Yes. Excuse our anti-Semitism. We're still a little stressed from COVID. Do you remember back when they were accusing Trump of being an anti-Semite?
Oh, yeah. Kind of funny that, you know, he's got very close ties in his family to a lot of Jewish people.
Yeah, so. His daughter's Jewish.
Yeah.
Son-in-law is Jewish, made him a prominent part of the administration. And now the Democrats are like, hey, yeah, we're a little anti-Semitic. No big deal, though. It is. We're still stressed from COVID. So please excuse our anti-Semitism. And I guess our violence. And we're just getting started this morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Violent anti-Semitic leftists running around college campuses. Folks, you're watching this. You were watching the creation of special classes that cannot be questioned. Unbelievable. Folks, I've been telling you for a long time this is going to happen in America. You we will get up to a point where very angry liberals who have liberal privilege want to come to your home, to your church, to wherever they want to go, and they want to perpetrate violence. And you will call the police, and the police will not come. It will tell you no. Now, will this happen here in South Carolina? I don't think so. Not for a while, anyway. But are you going to start to see it in blue areas? Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And I've been saying that. The police will not come. If they are violent leftists, they will stand by and allow them to attack you. We just watched this in D.C. Amazing. GW, George Washington University, wanted the violent leftist anti-Semites removed from their campus. They wanted to make things safe for students to return on Monday. They call the police. This is the liberal-led D.C. police. Police say, no, we're not removing them. Well, why are they not violating the law? Oh, they're violating the law. Yeah, they're breaking the law. They're absolutely trespassing. Well, then why won't you remove them? Oh, that would look bad for us. That would be a bad look politically. To remove the violent anti-Semites? Yeah, we're not doing that. Whoa. Folks, we're getting a good look at this party. This is really scary stuff. Really scary stuff. And they know this is a bad look at the same time. Okay? So they have dispatched, the left has their apologists to explain. See, what is going on here, our anti-Semitism, we can't be to blame for our anti-Semitism. We can't. Why? New York Post covers the story because, according to the liberal apologists who've been dispatched to explain this, blame it on COVID. Here's the explanation. Campus protesters roiling colleges across the nation are part of a generation shaped by the pandemic who grew up isolated and angered by school shutdowns and social distancing, and they are desperate to find connection. So they've embraced anti-Semitism. You can't blame them. You can't even remove them. The pro-Palestinian cause allows discontented youth to express, listen to this, long withheld rage. So you just have to let them go. You gotta let them rage. And if some Jewish students feel unsafe, well, you know, they could just go online on Zoom. The pro-Palestinian cause allows discontented youth to express long-withheld rage, said forensic psychiatrist Carol Lieberman. It gives them an opportunity. Listen, this is what I was just telling you in the last segment. It gives them an opportunity, quote, to identify with the oppressed against the oppressors. Classic Marxism. Again, Lily Tang Williams, Chinese, said, yes, there were oppressed classes and oppressor classes. You could do, if you were in an oppressed class, you could, if you were assigned to that by the Chinese government, you could do almost anything you want, criminally speaking, to an oppressor class member. Beat them, sometimes even kill them. That's what you're watching, and no one would stop you. She's telling you what I'm telling you. It's right there in the New York Post. And this is the apology. See, these poor kids, they didn't get to have graduations because of COVID. They didn't get to go to the prom because of COVID. So they're a little mad and a little anti-Semitic and all Democrats. So, just excuse our anti-Semitism right now because we're just working it out. She's telling you. The pro-Palestinian cause allows discontented Democrat youth, I'm adding the Democrat word, to express long and withheld rage. Said forensic psychiatrist Carol Lieberman, it gives them an opportunity to identify with the oppressed against the oppressors. Quote, people who offer an escape from this confusion by promoting a direction they claim will lead to happiness and purpose have found a hungry audience. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault Jewish students are afraid. Look, they're just trying to find meaning. And we can't possibly remove them, even if the university begs us to, because they have liberal privilege. What are you watching? This is the dual justice system pushed down. There's a top to it, which says Trump goes to prison because we disagree with him. But there's a bottom to it, too. If you have liberal privilege, you can do, we know now, $2 billion worth of damage during the summer of love and the fall after that. The most, according to the insurance industry, the most damage physically done on U.S. soil. The only other event where more damage was done was the Civil War. Protests and encampments, ostensibly in solidarity with Palestinians, have ramped up in the past few weeks, starting with embattled Columbia University and stretching as far as Texas and Atlanta. Jewish students have reported feeling harassed and unsafe on campus. It appears the young demonstrators don't have a full understanding of the movement they've aligned themselves with, Lieberman says. The worst example of ignorance is that the protesters do not know the terrorists want global jihad, not just to destroy Israel. They also don't know what they are saying when they chant from the river to the sea. In other words, remove, destroy, kill Jews. And they're very stressed from COVID. In fact, she even points out, look, a lot of these people are wearing masks. These are the people who wore masks during COVID. So you get, excuse our anti-Semitism, the Democrats are saying here. Excuse us a little bit of anti-Semitism. Look, what can you expect? We're still stressed from COVID. Folks, it's 2024, okay? Are we going to let the left do this? Are we really going to do this? Suddenly anti-Semitism's hot. They're like, well, we're stressed from COVID. We didn't have formative social experiences. We're Democrats, so we don't know any better. We're just hate mongers. Yeah, said every Nazi in 1939, right? We're just a little stressed. This is what the Democrats are offering. Folks, if we can't beat these people at the polls, we deserve everything that happens next. If we can't win at the polls against this, we deserve everything that happens next. These people are trash. When you make Jewish students feel so unsafe they can't come on campus because they're afraid they might be identified as such, and the answer from the police is no. And again, I'm not blaming the cops in D.C., right? It's not the line cops doing this. And it says who's doing this in the Washington Post. It's the mayor's office and it's the police chief. So the answer from the left, because again, D.C., top to bottom, right? D.C., top to bottom is Democrat run. There is not a Republican in sight. Not one. This ain't us. Their answer is to the Jewish students, oh, well, go to school online. No, we're not removing the virulently anti-Semitic protesters. We're not removing them. Why? It would look bad. Okay, but are they breaking the law? Well, yeah. Are they trespassing? Yeah. Did you get a call from the administration of George Washington University saying, hey, they're breaking the law, pick them up. Please come pick them up. Please help us. We're under siege from your left-wing lunatic protesters. Yes. No answer. The day I told you was coming is here. When you, someone, I know who it would be, would call the police and the police won't come. Now, if you are a business owner in any one of these big blue cities from the Summer of Love and you saw your business burn to the ground, that happened in Wisconsin, happened all over the country, you already know what it's like to call the police and nobody comes. But this was a whole different level. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I am blaming the cops. Why work for an organization like that? Texter, this is smart. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, I did not think of this. You are right, right, right. These events are being used to get the sheep to beg for speech codes, thought police, and welcome assembly rights to be dissolved, create favored classes, and have us understand when they instigate martial law. Huh. We'll see. We'll see. Texter writes, how can we win at the polls if they are being cheated? Another texter writes, isn't this the same timeline and narrative as Floyd BLM 4 years later? No, this is, I would say no. This is just open hate. It's open anti-Semitism. There's not even like a, incident to misunderstand or twist. Wow. Call the police. The police do not come. That is the answer. If you're a Jewish person this morning, understand that. This is where the left is this morning. We have a lot of Jewish people in our audience. This is where the left is this morning. You call because you don't feel safe. No one comes. That chills me to see that. But again, as I tell you all the time, what are these blue cities now? Post-American territories. They are geographically in America, but not recognizable as American or really even humane.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so my husband and I were talking about this because we hadn't talked about it in a while. If you ever meet my husband, along the side of his nose, it's not super prominent anymore. You can see a scar. It runs fully down the side of his nose, about a little less than an inch long. And that scar, this is going to sound a little nuts. That scar is precious to him. Why? Because it was given to him by our dog, Sparkle. Took a chunk out of him. I'm not going to lie to you. She did. The scar makes him, he thinks, look a little tough, you know, like he maybe got it in a street brawl. But he actually got it from a 15-pound dog who we both loved so dearly. We met her when we were renovating houses in a very poor neighborhood. She was tied to a tree. And all she had to eat was just this disgusting molded spaghetti that the bowl was filled with water. It was so gross. She wasn't eating it. She was skinny. You could see her ribs. And we fell in love with her immediately. And we said, hey, can we take her home for a night? She's like, we'd love to borrow your dog. You know, it's kind of raining. Can we just like, you know, maybe get her warm, give her a bath? And they let us. They let us, you know, let us take her off the chain. We had to put her back in the morning, which broke my heart. And we started feeding her and caring for her. And we just fell in love with her. Well, you know, one of the first things I did was took her to a vet, dewormed her, just tried to at least help her a little bit. Eventually talked them into giving her to us. They didn't care about her. When we went to the vet said this dog's had her ribs broken because they had healed over. You could feel the bump. It was pretty prominent. And one of the neighbors would later tell me, because I had just moved into this neighborhood, so I didn't know what had happened before. I bought the house next to the house. She was chained to a tree. I said, yeah, he had kicked her. He would go out and like full on kick her in the side. So she was beautiful and a loving thing and completely a head case. Totally messed up. We didn't understand how much she was a head case till that first time she bit my husband, who at the time was my boyfriend. And he had this huge, you know, fairly large gash down his nose. Looked like he'd gotten into a fight. He had some bruising around it when she did it. And we understood that, okay, that's a little dangerous. We're not going to get too close face-wise to the dog. Dog's a little mental, but such a loving soul too. She had not been socialized. She'd been out on that chain since she was a puppy. They had a few weeks of, hey, the dog's cool. Oh no, do I have to walk this thing? And chunked her out. She wasn't socialized. And we spent a long time socializing her. I mean, years to get her right. She was never fully right, but that's okay. We cut her some slack. We got where she came from. God, did I love that dog. She lived 17 years. When she died a few years ago, I wanted to come in and do a show about it, and I couldn't. I could not do it because I couldn't do it without breaking down, and I do not want to wreck my street cred. So it is only now, a few years after she died, that I can even talk about it. I will never have an animal like that again. I loved her. We were so tied at the hip that she knew how upset I was. If I was upset or really down or really in a funk, she would be so tight on my heels that I would trip over. She just knew. And she was like that almost the entire time my mom was sick. She would, if she knew I was upset, she would physically press herself up against me. She was trying to help. She'd been through hell. She understood. We got each other. You ever had a dog like that? You don't have to explain. So, you know, after she bit my husband's face, I suppose if I lived on a farm somewhere in South Dakota, I could have just shot her, right? But I didn't. I was so inspired by that dog and the crap she'd been through on that chain. I started noticing other dogs on chains. I couldn't drive by them anymore. It ripped my heart out. I can't stand to see a thing on a chain. I'd never noticed before. So I started doing animal rescue work. And by the time I was done, I had bought every one of those dogs off the chains on my work route because I can't drive by it anymore. And yeah, I did a lot of animal rescue work. So I got to tell you, Christy Noem's book, she's the governor of South Dakota. I shot my dog because I took her hunting with the older dogs and she wouldn't hunt. She didn't hunt correctly. She bit somebody. She killed some chickens and seemed to like doing it. I hated that dog, she said. And she proudly writes about killing the dog. What do you think about that? I personally don't get it. I really don't. But some people may. Some debate about this going on online. I can tell you this, if I had abandoned my dog when she bit my husband's nose, wow, what a life I'd have missed out on. She was just, you know, precious to my children loved her. We loved her. Left a hole in my family. My children grew up with her. But South Dakota Governor Christy Noem busted by the UK Guardian. Her book is not published yet, but an advanced copy was leaked to the media in which she describes shooting her 14-month-old dog. I hated that dog, she says. She says she did it because Cricket was aggressive. She said she was untrainable and dangerous to anyone she came in contact with. At that moment, she says, when the dog bit her after killing the chickens, she realized she had to put the dog down. It was not a pleasant job, she said, but it had to be done. She was widely mocked and condemned for admitting shooting her pet after the revelation. What do you think? Love to hear from you. 71307. After, I can tell you where I am on this. Years of doing animal rescue work, I met so many people like her. They bought a dog, usually a highly intelligent, highly energetic dog. They expected a lap dog that would sit with them and watch TV or something. When the dog was obviously untrainable and half insane because it needed to run, they blamed the dog and were happy to dump it on me when I came by to pick it up and rehome it. Couldn't be bothered to rehome it most of the time. And it was always the dog's fault. Never that. That's what this sounds like to me. But you may disagree. 71307 is the text line. Yeah, so when my husband and I took our dog in, we got her off a chain, very poor neighborhood, malnourished. Her ribs had been broken and rehealed. She was the sweetest thing ever and also absolutely wild. I'll never forget when she died. He told me, because he still has the scar on his nose from her biting him, I'm glad she marked me. And that was just the most beautiful thing to me. He was genuinely, I mean, he was in grief. We all were. I'm glad she marked me. I'm glad I will always have the mark on me from her, because he loved her. And we joked that, you know, it looks like a street fight that he got into, but he actually got bit on the nose by a 15-pound dog. But we didn't give up on her. We did it, and we got the rewards of that. And to me, this is a disposable society. You just take a dog out and shoot it in the head. Yeah, okay. Well, hunt. I don't like that dog. Bam. Did you try to rehome it? Texture writes, people don't realize dogs need to find the right environment. Keeping a working dog, such as a border collie, usually won't work well because they are something Matt confined and didn't, People don't realize dogs need to find the right environment. Keeping a working dog, such as a border collie, usually won't work well because they are made to run all day after sheep. They can run for hours. I heard of a border collie pup killed and stuffed in a bag. I bet the owner killer tried to keep it confined and didn't understand the breed. It broke my heart. Texture writes, Terry, you need a different mentality when ranching, farming, or even hunting. I just disagree with that. I think you can rehome that dog with somebody who's really good at training dogs. She obviously wasn't. Texture writes, dogs are like people. Some are just savages and they need to be put down. Not every person is a sweetheart. Not every dog is Benji. Disney lied. Now, the texture writes, on a farm, you can't have a dog that kills chickens. How do you give a dog away knowing it will likely bite somebody? This is the other side of it. Texture writes, hey, Tara, the dog was not a pet, but a hunting dog. They are usually mistreated. I don't think that's an excuse, but okay. They're usually mistreated. She's disgusting, and her mentality is even worse. I, too, have rescued for years. It's rarely the animal's fault. People suck. Another texter writes, she talking about Christy Nome, shooting her dog. I hate that dog. She says it was untrainable. She says she went hunting with it. The dog wouldn't hunt like the other dogs. Stopped by a friend's house. Dog got loose and ran around, killed the friend's chickens and bit her, Aunt Christy, in the process, trying to round it up. I'm reading this. I'm like, you took the dog to your friend's house and it got loose? Because you know what I hear as a person who did rescue? You took the dog to your friend's house. You didn't bother to put it on a leash. You were so irresponsible, you let it run. That's what I hear. But anyway, I just heard their stories over the years. I spent thousands of my own dollars rescuing dogs after my dog because I was like, oh my gosh, these animals, I didn't realize how they suffer, even in our modern society, you know? Really bothered me. Texture writes, just lost my respect. Won't ever vote for Christy now. Thank you for exposing her heart. Anyone who harms a dog needs, some need a lot of therapy. Texture writes, there's two sides. I'm not an animal lover. Don't want to see any animals suffer, but I'd probably put one down too if it bit me. Oh, and this one, I don't know what to make of this. I'm going to read it. I've shot several dogs and I had nightmares for months after the first one. I hope so. Okay.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.